Washingtonians just cast their votes in the primary election. There's also election season in Canada, where they're gearing up for federal elections this October. Vaughn Palmer is a columnist for the Vancouver Sun. He told Kim Malcolm this year's elections will likely go on longer than usual.
Canadians are complaining, Kim, that this thing is going to go on for 78 days.
What?
Americans are going to be laughing at that one. I mean, it takes almost that long to introduce all the candidates at the all-candidates meeting for the Republicans, so 78 days. But, they've strung the campaign out a little longer than usual this time, and the reason they've done it is because of our campaign financing laws. We've got some pretty tough laws here. And the longer the campaign goes, the more money the political parties can spend. So this longer campaign will allow the governing party to spend twice as much money as it usually does. It's still not that much. But the other thing that's kind of interesting is we have very, very tough laws on our equivalent of your political action committee. So these independent groups that advertise are not allowed to spend any money during the official campaign period. They have to shut down. So all of these organizations out there that run attack ads on the government, because you know the government's a big target, they're pretty much out of business now until Election Day, October the 19th. So the government's got a double effect by stringing out this campaign. In one case, they get to spend twice as much money, and in another, a lot of the independent groups out there that have been attacking the government have to shut down their ad campaigns.
Well, who are the big players that you expect to see in this election?
Past Canadian elections have usually been a two-way fight with some smaller parties on the side. The governing conservatives at the moment are in power. The liberals are the opposition and have been in the past. And usually it's conservatives versus liberals, but this time around, we've got three-way fights right across the country. A new party, a party's been around for a long time, the New Democratic Party. It's been around since the 60s, but did very, very well in the last election, and it formed the opposition in our parliament. And as a result, you've got the conservatives on the right, the liberals sort of in the center, and the New Democratic Party kind of on the populist left. Some smaller parties in some parts of the country, the separatists in Quebec, the Green Party here in British Columbia, but basically just a three-way fight, and the polls that we have right now, and of course polls change, suggest any one of those parties could win the election, or you could have a European-style coalition government at the end of it.
Do you think Stephen Harper, the Prime Minister who's a Conservative, could he surprise people like he did back in 2011 and win another majority?
Yes, he could. Yes, he could. If you think about a three-way fight, you only need 38% of the vote, 39% of the vote. So he's within range of that. If his opponents, the two other parties, split the vote right across the country, neither one of them winning more than, say, 33-34% of the vote, Harper wins the election. So, yes, he could. Other outcomes are possible if people were to decide, if Canadians were to realize through the opinion polls or the way the campaign goes, that there's one party out there to vote for to get rid of Stephen Harper, and they were to unite behind that party, then he'd be out. But if there's no consensus on that, Harper could win on a split vote.
Vaughn, we've just gone through the primaries for local elections in Seattle, and there were some hot-button topics here like affordable housing. But what are some of the biggest issues Canadians are talking about in this next federal election?
I think the Canadian economy will dominate the campaign. Canada avoided a lot of the really bad fallout of the 2008 credit crisis. Our banks were okay. We didn't have a huge housing crisis problem. The Canadian government slowly built its way toward balanced budgets. So we got through that. But right now we're having a pretty rough ride. And the reason for that is the Canadian economy is still heavily driven, heavily built upon the export of raw materials and resources. Oil prices are down, and that's one of our biggest products. Natural gas, aluminum, basically every commodity that Canada sells around the world is down, and the economy's hurting for it. So the economy's a big issue. Now, the question of how that plays, however, is going to be one of the big debates of the campaign. The government is saying, yes, the economy is a tough issue for Canadians, and we're the party you should vote for a stable economy and growth in the future. Their opponents, of course, are saying, look, we're in a heck of a mess economically, and that's because the government's economic plan hasn't worked, and it's time for a change. Both parties, I think, or all three parties actually, are going to be arguing that the Canadian economy is the big issue between now and October the 19th.
Vaughn Palmer, columnist for the Vancouver Sun, speaking with Kim Malcolm.